Self-reform and well-wishing. A gentleman once told me, "You have made statements about some national and community-related issues that have made you isolated from the Muslim community. This approach is not helpful for your mission." He then went on to advise me to carry on my mission while paying due respect to and taking into consideration the sentiments of the Muslim community. He further stated that by ignoring one's community, no one can succeed in his cause. I said, "It is probably not clear to you what my goal is. You are aware of the goals of others and you have assumed that I harbor similar ambitions. There is a fundamental difference between the goal I have set for my mission and the goal of other movements. Other movements aim to bring about practical, tangible results while my goal is communicating and conveying the message of truth. The success of others is possible only if they get the support of the community so that they can achieve the result they want. To get the support of the community, they deem it necessary not to say anything that might go against the popular sentiments of the community. They cannot afford to lose this support. We aim to convey the message of God to people as it is. It is our responsibility to convey the message of God to people in its pristine form and as their true well-wishers. On the contrary, our case is that we have risen purely for the task of calling people to God. For this purpose, our vision is only to convey. 36:17. It means we aim to convey the message of God to the people as it is. It is our responsibility to convey the message of God to people in its pristine form and as their true well-wishers. Then it is the responsibility of others how they receive this message and what they do with it. I told him that there are two types of people in the Muslim community. One type runs the politics of rabble-rousing in the name of Muslim interests. Some people in this group are involved at the level of thinking and some people are practically involved. Their view is that the Muslim community is surrounded by enemies and conspirators. Therefore, it is important to fight these people. I am undoubtedly cut off from this class. However, at the same time, there is another section in the community which is serious, which gives importance to reforming itself instead of starting negative turmoil against others, which believes in the peaceful task of calling people to God instead of violence, in the name of jihad. This other section of the Muslim community is with me all over the world, and through the cooperation of this section, our mission is running successfully everywhere. Then I read this couplet of an Arab poet. Of the rabble-rousers, I have but a few support. Of the sincere people, my numbers are many.